A legal opinion issued in the case related to state cabinet secretaries. Healthcare providers speak out about the transition to managed Medicaid. And an update on the timeline for a massive theme park being built near Tulsa. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, June 7th. I'm Deborah Ashar. An Oklahoma County judge agrees with Attorney General Gentner Drummond's legal opinion. Governor Kevin Stitt can't appoint state agency executives as his cabinet secretaries. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us the opinion comes a month after the governor sued his judicial counterpart seeking clarification on the matter.
Drummond's opinion prompted three of the governor's cabinet secretaries to resign in late May. Oklahoma County Judge Richard Ogden's opinion indicates they made the right choice. Ogden's opinion says the Attorney General's interpretation of state law surrounding the dual holding of public office is sound. In the list of 30 exceptions, cabinet secretaries are not one. Ogden writes that state law clearly says members of Stitt's cabinet are not exempt from holding two offices at once, unless the legislature makes a specific case. He points out that state lawmakers did that when they advanced a bill this session, specifically allowing the Commissioner of Agriculture to serve in his cabinet. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Justice Department is suing Oklahoma City Public Schools on behalf of an Air Force reservist. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has that story.
Michael McCullough has worked as a band teacher and music teacher in Oklahoma City. He's also been a member of the U.S. Air Force Reserves since 2020. In a new lawsuit, the Justice Department alleges OKCPS violated McCullough's rights when the district failed to reemploy him after he was called up to serve in 2022. Federal law protects military personnel who leave a civilian job for service. They generally have a right to return to work or be hired back in a similar position. A spokesperson for OKCPS says the district's lawyers are reviewing the case and declined to comment further. This is the second time McCullough has accused the district of violating his rights. They settled the previous complaint in 2022. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
Oklahoma Senator David Bullard wanted to hear from healthcare providers about the transition to managed Medicaid. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports, at a Wednesday gathering, those providers said the transition has been a disaster.
Providers discussed challenges with receiving payments for the services they provide under the state's new Medicaid system, where insurance companies are coordinating medical care. Dr. Kenyon Whittington, an OBGYN in Durant, says he's received a little over $2,000 in claims since the transition began April 1st.
Do you know any businesses that would stay open for 2 or 3 months serving people and not receiving payment and are unsure if they will ever see payment or when it will occur?
Oklahoma Healthcare Authority Public Information Officer Emily Long says the agency is working to ensure the transition is as smooth as possible for members and providers. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The company overseeing the planned American Heartland theme park in Veneta, near Tulsa, says the project is still underway despite setbacks. A Toronto-based design agency filed legal action last month against the developer, Mansion Entertainment, alleging unpaid work. A senior marketing executive with Mansion tells the Tulsa World that the goal for opening sections of the park by 2026 would have to be altered a bit, but that the company still wants to see the project through. The Oklahoma legislature failed to pass a bill that would have provided the Americana-themed park with $35 million for infrastructure. Plans for the park were announced last year. It's estimated to cost about $2.5 billion. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.